Let's say hello to our friend, new friend, local comedian Avery Moore is here. Good morning, Avery. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Are you hilariously cheap in any way?
No, I'm just really poor. So, I love to spend.
The functionally cheap in a lot of ways, I
functionally
guess?
Functionally cheap, yeah. I do my little grocery order. Make sure that, like, I've got enough to eat for the week for, like, $100, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But no, if I get any sort of money, it's gone.
Yeah. What do you like to get? What are you spending it on?
Man, I get I like Six Flags tickets.
Six Flags tickets?
Close.
I got, I've been saving up. I'm going to splurge on Six Flags tickets.
I did. I'm vaccinated, so I'm just waiting for my full antibody so I can go to Six Flags. I have no money. I have no business going there.
Are the music parks open? Is Six Flags open right now?
Oh, yeah.
I know in Florida they are for sure. But yeah. Well, Texas is open.
Florida, everything
Six
is
Flags,
open.
Okay. Fiesta, Texas.
Yeah. Get it on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been back to Six Flags since the shoulders incident.
What happened to your shoulders?
Well, as you can see, Avery, I have very muscular shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And they're broad.
That is why the overhead restraint would not go all the way down and latch upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say it was because I was too fat. All right. I used to be quite fatter than this. I would not say that. I insist that it was my muscular shoulders.
It was your build.
But it was, I had to, like, we waited in line for a freaking hour for the Batman ride, and then I go jump in the seat, and I can't get the thing down, and so which is fine. I don't care. I don't have to ride the Batman ride. It's no big deal. But the problem is you got to do that walk of shame where you, like, walk past. You've already sat in the thing, and then you get up out of the chair.
Yeah, and the teenager running the ride gives you a look.
And all the families are like, That's why we're not getting funnel cake, okay? You're gonna grow up to be like that guy.
Do you want to ride the Batman ride? Put it down.
I don't know what it means that you have multiple getting fat shamed at the amusement parks, but wasn't there also like a water park ride that has scale or something?
I was in the Wisconsin Dells,
yes,
and there's a water park there, and yeah, you know, I say dick move on their part. Put the scale down at the bottom of the line, at the start of the line. They let you wait all the way into the line, and then right before you get on, they make you get on the scale.
That's so messed up.
And then they're like, yeah, and I tried to trick the system a couple of times. Like,
lift your foot up.
Yeah. Put my hand on the bar over there for a second. And the little 15-year-old kid who's running the ride, he's just like, sir. And I'm like, what? What is the problem? I have balance issues. I need to hold on. And so, yeah, I once again had to then, my friend rode the water slide down, and I walked all the way back to the
bottom. Was that one of the ones that has the giant spiral staircase?
Yeah. I decided halfway down, I was like going to tell the people, I was like, I chickened out. It's too scary.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's less shameful.
Yeah. I wasn't too fat to ride the ride. I was just too scared.
Yeah.
So you're an amusement park enthusiast, eh?
You should go
I'm
back.
I'm just stoked to go again. Yeah. I love it.
You should go back to Wisconsin Dells now that you're skinny, Jason, and just be like, hey, not too fat now, huh?
Pretty woman, that kid.
Yeah.
I got to go find that kid and be like, hey, remember me? I came in here 5 years ago.
A dress and pearls.
You wouldn't let me ride the ride? Big mistake. Huge mistake.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Speaking of comedians, we have a new friend, comedian, bartender, Avery Moore is with us. Good morning again, Avery.
Good morning.
Neither of those things are conducive to being up at this time of day. How is this for you?
It's okay. I made sure that I got out of the bar early last night. I actually closed an hour early because no one was there. And
did
I was like, I'm
somebody?
Just going to slink out.
Yeah.
I shut the whole thing down early.
I want you to have to told somebody, like, hey, you guys got to get out of here. I got to be on the radio in the morning.
I can't. Like, the last few
the,
folks
the
that were there,
Chasing
I was
the
like,
broom.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying your cocktails. Thanks for coming to Tiki Tuesdays. I've got something really important to you in the morning that we could just go.
Yeah.
But it was good, and then I crashed out at midnight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I could wake up.
Good for you. Good.
Thanks.
Do you attend bar at a place that is nuts about St. Patrick's Day?
I will tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I'm working down on Cesar Chavez, and it's more like a shot and beer bar than the other cocktail bar I work at. So
right.
I'm expecting to have some fun tonight and maybe have to kick some people out.
Well, right. I guess because by tonight, they will have been drinking all day. And that's awesome for
yeah.
you, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just glad this year, I mean, I miss South By, but it's not paired with South By Southwest,
yeah.
which is usually like it's like the worst day of the year is St. Patrick's doing South By.
Yeah.
So it's just a little less stressful. Like I can actually get to my job today.
Right.
And park.
Oh, yeah, because during the South By, it's like totally crazy
oh, it's
down
awful.
There.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well just walk
yeah,
to your bar.
Jason's talked about it. We usually would do a live broadcast somewhere, but like our experiences the last couple of years have been early morning St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I can already be drunk and passed out by noon.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. the Irish dudes are out.
Yeah, and just sleep it out. I can't even imagine what it's like at night. On St. Patrick's Day, after you
it's
said like a
nightmare.
Whole day,
there's a bunch of leprechaun goblins running around
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, everyone has turned into a leprechaun.
How has your stand-up work been affected by the pandemic? I'm sure you didn't get to perform for a long time, right?
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff lined up when the shutdown happened. I was
Netflix special.
No, yeah, no. They're too busy with millionaires. Give the millionaire another special. I had some really cool stuff lined up, and I was going to go out to L.A. for a few months, and then none of that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm not a psychopath, so I haven't been doing live comedy in closed spaces. But I'm about to, because I'm all vaxxed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a show on April 1st, the day before my birthday.
Oh, April Fool's Day.
Nice.
Yeah. I was due on April 1st, but I was born April 2nd. My mom said that was always a joke.
Were you just a day late? Or because Jason was, how long was your mom in labor with you?
Like a month.
Yeah.
No, I was.
He was a day late baby as well, but just because.
I was a week or more late, but my mom went into labor on November 17th and didn't have me until the 19th.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Listen, I don't
oh,
remember
makes me
it.
Sick to my stomach.
I don't remember it, but my guess is.
You don't remember it?
That womb is nice AF, okay? And I was just like, I ain't coming out. I know what's out on the other side.
I all like right? it in here.
The gross world is out over there. I'm going to stay over here.
They play me classical music in here. Everyone's always poking me around.
Oh, I bet by the time you're done for your little sister Steph, I bet that was just, you would wreck that.
What's that?
Just your mom's womb. Like, it was not as, like, when you
Don't
got there,
talk
it
about
was crush.
My mom's parts, all right? You got to knock that off, man.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Comic Avery Moore is here. Avery, do you like sporting things?
Sporting things?
Yeah, you like sports?
I love the Spurs. Go Spurs, go.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm from San Antonio.
All right. You know what? You told me you made David Robinson laugh, right?
I did
Hold
make
on.
David Robinson laugh.
I want to hear that story in a second, but sports brought to you by... Nope. Shaquille O'Neal told a story on the Conan O'Brien podcast this week he had a trainer rubbing his leg during a game and rubbed a little too high.
Oh, been there.
Now, don't worry. It's not a harassment situation. It's an icy hot situation. Apparently, got a little too high. Quote, during the game, my little guy started getting hot, like really hot. Like I thought something was wrong. I got to the point where I was like, hey, man, I need a doctor. My little guys are on fire.
His little guys.
Yeah, Shaq ain't got no little guys,
yeah,
right?
What is he talking about?
Shaq's guys are like a whole human being. he said that he left the court and ran to the shower. But the water only spread it around and made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when a janitor suggested that they use milk. Quote, so now I'm in the shower pouring milk on my boys and the guys come in. They're looking at me like, what the hell are you doing? Icy hot. That's a dangerous substance.
Isn't he the spokesman?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Is he,
this was before that.
This convinced him to sign the contract.
Maybe that's how he got the deal.
When he got the meeting, he was like, hey, y'all stuff works. I can speak from experience.
I guess I've only had one experience with Icy Hot, and it was in it was quite miserable. It was in high school. I never have wanted it or needed it, but I was playing high school baseball. It was the summertime. It's like 100 and a million degrees already. And I realized I don't have sunscreen on. I need sunscreen. And I started asked my teammates. And I was like, hey, does anybody have sunscreen? And this one guy, he's like, I squoze out too much. And he already had it on his hand. And I was like, yeah, slop me off some of that. And I just rub it all over my face, my neck. No. And yeah, I go out the next inning. And I'm like, oh, guys. I mean, it's summer.
I'm burning.
It's summertime, but this is ridiculous. And yeah, I come back to the dugout, and I was like, guys, are y'all all right? This is crazy. And they're like, you dummy, that was Icy Hot. You put Icy Hot all over your face.
What are you playing for, the '80s Mets?
It was summertime, and we had a lot of fun. We goofed off a lot in there.
Now I know why you are the way you are to me.
What are you talking about?
First of all, I don't believe that's a story. I think that you were the one that put the Icy Hot on somebody else. Like, you told them.
No, I put Icy Hot on me. I had to be hosed off in the middle of the game, like we were in the dugout and hosing me off. It was not a fun time.
Did you get any in your eyes or anything, or was it just on your face? Because I've done that before, just like applying it, you know, directly to the groin area.
Yeah.
And then I accidentally like rubbed my face, and I had some on my hands, and it got in my eye, and that, like, there's nothing you could, like, I flushed with water and all that stuff, but you just got to ride it out, God. Dude.
Did it make your eyeball hot?
Yeah, it made it red.
It cooked your eyeball.
I was putting, I got a pool, Avery.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm big time. Okay, this is
so
way we work around
here.
Right now it's three quarters empty and has a huge crack in it, so I don't recommend it. But
okay, once you see this pool, you'll change your
adding
mind.
Chlorine one day and like a droplet. This is amazing. Okay, how the physics is crazy. Because I'm adding chlorine to the pool and a droplet drops, you know, the 5 feet from my hand. Hits the water, shoots back up from the water, straight into my eyeball. So it shoots 6'4" into the air, into my eyeball. And it is, I mean, chlorine is like three times bleach or something like that. And so, yeah, my eye is immediately on fire.
There's no icy.
No.
And yeah, I'm like got my head under the sink and eventually get into the shower. And it's still just for hours is so red. And like,
I thought I was going to lose it. I thought I was already looking
at eye patches. I was like, what's going to happen here? This is terrible. So be careful when adding chlorine to your pool out there, kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boom. PSA. How did you make David Robinson laugh?
I used to work in children's theater, and I was doing a touring show where I played, it was the Nutcracker, but told by old-timey comedians, so I was Groucho Marx, and my friend was Harpo Marx, and we were doing this opening of like a Wingate Hotel, like resort out in La Cantera in San Antonio, and we were there for their Winter Wonderland, and we did our show, and I guess they just wanted David Robinson there to like cut the ribbon, and so standing, and the photographer's like, hey guys, come on, get a picture with David Robinson, Groucho, Harpo, come on over here, and my friend Tara was playing Harpo, and we're doing the banana bit where you peel the banana and then like take the bite over the shoulder, and Harpo honks the horn, and I go, you're right, Harpo, this is surreal, and David Robinson like lost it, and we had to stop taking the pictures because he was like bending over slapping his knee, and I almost started crying. I was so excited, but I couldn't because I have my mustache on, because Groucho didn't wear a real mustache, it was just makeup, and I was like, I can't start bawling my eyes out because I made my hero cry, laugh. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. That's awesome.
That doesn't surprise me that he's a knee slapper.
David Robinson seems like a knee slapper type guy.
Yeah.
Who is he the most famous person that you've made laugh?
You
probably hung with some big time comics. I was going to say, I'm trying to think, did Kevin Nealon ever laugh at anything I said? I bet I made Joe Rogan laugh on this show one time.
Probably,
I mean,
sure.
I made Maria Bamford laugh a bunch. I've worked with her a couple times.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she likes me. I like her very much.
You guys seem like y'all would hang together.
Her audience really digs me when I open for her.
I would love to see you two have just like an awkward, uncomfortable
conversation. We've had many.
What's the MTV show where they just do your mama jokes back and forth? Like, do one of those, but just like, who can
you? A roast battle with Maria Bamford?
Yeah.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends 101X.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Nathan?
Yeah.
Nathan, I'm going to leave you alone with these two. Good luck to you, buddy.
I'm like being the push hallway. Buttons.
He's going to leave us alone like a chump.
Like a chump. Hey.
All right, Nathan.
Back up. Sorry. Okay.
All right. I feel like you're about to spontaneously summon DJ Lethal. We don't want that.
Sorry.
Glad you don't know where that drop is. Okay, Nathan, we have three trivia topics for you. You're going to answer three questions from said topic. Get more right than Jason, and you're going to get a $25 gift card to Black Sheep Lodge. And your choices are fun with U.S. geography, computer acronyms, or Anchorman quotes trivia.
Let's do U.S. geography.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Number one, while their border with Florida is quite famous, Georgia also touches how many other states? So not Florida, but how many other?
How many other?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia. I'm going to go with four.
That is correct. All right. Can you name them or do you?
Let's see. Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and South Carolina.
Oh, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina. But that still counts for four.
Close enough.
Yeah. Hey. Close enough for government work. Number two. What two states are exact rectangles, i.e., they have straight lines for all four borders? There are two states.
Wyoming and Colorado.
Yes. And finally, which I state is furthest west? Which state that starts with an I is the furthest west?
Idaho?
Yes. Hold on, Nathan. Get Jason back in here. Nathan chose fun with U.S. geography, and he went 3 for 3.
Oh, snap.
So I don't know if he's a geography teacher or if he makes maps.
Okay.
But he got you.
I love geography.
I know. Number one.
U.S. geography, I'm kind of good on, all right?
Yep.
So it's all those unpatriotic types over in the other countries, all right?
What kind of countries would you call those?
Yeah. What's that?
What kind of countries would you call those?
Cigarette smoking.
I see what you're trying to get me to.
Yeah.
Asshole thing.
Yeah.
That's not funny!
But this is fun with U.S. geography because we got to serve it up for you.
With U.S. geography. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
While their border with Florida is quite famous, Georgia also touches how many other states?
Ah, you jerk.
Mm-hmm.
How many other states? So
correct.
Florida does not count. There's one on the top. Does it touch Alabama on a side piece type thing? It's either two or three. I don't know. Does something sneak in there? You know what? No, that can't be. That seems wrong. I'm going to just go... two other states, Bob.
No. Just imagine, how big would that state have to be to fit around? It's four. Alabama.
Four?
Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Both of the Carolinas?
Both of them.
How can the North Carolina touch Georgia?
The Carolinas
are very touchy-feely.
It reaches all the
way down through South Carolina?
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of North Carolina that goes over, that reaches around South Carolina.
Okay, North Carolina, canceled. Keep your hands to yourself. That is.
What a handsy state.
All right, Nathan, you win. Congratulations. Hold on 1 second. You're going to get the Black Sheep Lodge gift.
Number two. What two states are exact rectangles, i.e. having straight lines for all four borders?
Thanks to Black Sheep Lodge, who hooked up prizes for us this week.
Very much. Enjoy your cheese curds.
Open for a couple of months, of course, following all the safety protocols. And they are still, if you're going to go to Black Sheep, wear a mask. Keep your distance. Eat your cheese curds. What, you like cheese curds, Avery?
I love
could be a make or break moment. Okay, good.
Squeaky. Put some gravy on it.
wait, hang on. What, two states that are just squares?
Yeah. Well, rectangles, but...
rectangles. And I had to get both of them correct? To,
yep.
Nathan
did it practically before I finished the question.
Wow, good for you, Nathan. All right. I feel like it's going to be one of them four corners states and then also a Midwest-y type place. So I'm going to go with... Golly, I can't even... What is that one? What's that one right there?
You tell me.
It just goes like this.
Yeah, it's a rectangle.
It's a rectangle? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it goes like this.
That checks out.
Okay, following my four corners and... One of those Midwestery states. I'm gonna say.
Really excited about what you think is a Midwestery state.
I know Midwestery things, bro. You better watch
Midwestern-y.
It.
Midwestern.
Western. I've got. Give me Utah and Missouri.
No.
Aww.
It's Colorado and Wyoming.
All right,
but
exactly what I said.
Colorado is one of the four corner states, and Wyoming is, I would
say,
Midwestern.
I thought about Colorado, but no, Wyoming is not Midwestern. Get out of here.
Yes.
It's the West.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
the
west.
Most west.
No, west like, is like Arizona, New Mexico.
Midwestern states is Wisconsin, Illinois,
I'm gonna Google
Ohio.
When I think of the West, I think of Wyoming and Montana, stuff like that.
That's a full-on West state. That is not a Midwestern.
Like city slickers.
Yeah.
It's fine, but it's...
It's fine.
It's still a better answer than Missouri.
What is Missouri shaped like?
Well, the eastern border is a river, so it's all scrabble.
I was worried about that.
Yeah.
Is not one
just
of those
a perfectly straight
is
river.
Not one of those all rectangly? I guess not.
No.
Hang on, Wyoming? What did you tell me?
Colorado and Wyoming.
I don't know. Wyoming, the poor man's Montana. I can never fully picture.
It's okay because no one lives there, so no one's going to complain.
Exactly.
It's very nondescript. Pretend to be Colorado.
And finally.
Oh, yeah. Number three.
Oh, yeah.
Which I state is the furthest
west? Are you professional
west?
Or not?
Which
get on the board.
I state?
State that starts with an I.
It's the furthest west.
Yep.
Easy. Ask a real question next time.
I did two of them.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that one or is it that one?
Could be that one.
No, it couldn't. It can only be that one or that one. Okay. I have the answer. It's Iowa.
No.
It's Indiana.
Nope.
Is it Illinois?
Nope.
Alaska? You said west, right?
Yeah. Idaho.
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 Alaska.
Idaho.
Oh, yeah, you've been up to Alaska.
It's Jason, Dick, and friends on 101X.
Avery is here and has told us that she is, I don't know, did you banned yourself? You've been banned from Twitter. You're not on Twitter.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I just said some stuff to Ann Coulter and Dan Paxton and... Ken Paxton and Dan Patrick and Ted Cruz and
I can imagine the types of people you're talking to.
All the people. Yeah. And I think I...
You said, I'm really down with your message. Hey, conservatives for Texans.
Hey, guys, great job. and
did
I
just tell Ann Coulter you were going to see her next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely used that word to her. A lot of people have, Ken Jennings from Jeopardy blocked me. He was real mad at me because we got in a little tiff. I think I just really upset some conservative bot or something, and they went through and reported 300 of my tweets, and they said I had a suspension, but it's been over a year. I've tried to appeal, and I just can't get back on, and they track my IP address, so I can't start new one. So I'm kind of just off Twitter, but it's been really nice for my mental health.
Oh, not having Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, because I was always obsessed with how my bits were doing, how my jokes were doing.
Right.
And then also the horrors of the world as you doom scroll.
Yeah. I can see how not reading any of those people's tweets
would
help your mental health.
It's
really
nice.
Yeah.
What did you, I see the collective there, but what did you get in a thing with Ken Jennings about?
I don't even remember, but I called him I called him some names.
Okay.
Are you like Jason and you're offended he's trying to be a comedian type person?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And he came at me and said, I read your Twitter bio, supposed comedian. And I was like, hey, man, I'm at Gators Comedy Club in Corpus Christi all weekend, all right? Like, I work professionally. But yeah, I don't remember. I do remember what I called him, but I just can't say
yeah,
it.
Don't say it. No, but I look, I like Ken Jennings. I enjoyed his time on Jeopardy. But I think that, yeah, he's just one of those, he's one of those guys who thinks he's way funnier than he is. And I'm like, come on, man, back it off a little bit.
The fact that he's got several multiple books on comedy, like comedy books, I'm like, okay, that's a little bit. I enjoyed him all the time on Doug Loves Movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw him
9:15 today. Doug is going to be on the show with us today.
But I saw him actually doing Jeopardy. He's not good.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings?
His banter.
He's the all-time champion. What are you talking about?
No, hosting. As
good
a guest
at Jeopardy.
Oh, as the guest host. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was like no one's ever won more than him.
He's very good at Jeopardy.
When Alex Trebek, guys, you have no idea how good I am at Jeopardy. No. But when Alex Trebek, you know, passed, I was like, oh, Ken Jennings, surely he's the shoe-in.
That's what we thought. But.
And then they got that thirst trap of a producer. I don't know what his name is, but that
Excuse
guy.
Me?
There was some producer that had to fill in because they couldn't get a guest host.
I thought it was going to be LeVar Burton.
He's going to get up there. Aaron Rodgers is getting a
They're
turn.
Still just going through your guest host people.
Man, that would be pleasant.
LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
I'd
that be nice? Because I
gotta
watched
wear
Jeopardy
the visor,
because
right?
It was pleasant. You know? I don't want to watch some nerd that I want to beat up.
Yeah.
Condescend teens.
I think you might have a little irrational distaste for Ken Jennings, but I don't know.
I think it was just our fight.
Right,
I've
right.
said all along, I mean, I thought Ken Jennings was going to get it, but I want Watson. Bring out that computer
the
again.
Computer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
that was
the
cool.
ultimate Jeopardy
well, that,
champion.
Well, the point, Jeopardy, the star of the show is the questions, so it doesn't mm-hmm. matter who it is. Just don't get in the way of the questions, man. Have you really played Warthogs in Corpus Christi?
Gators?
Gators.
Yeah, of course I am. There's a pool table. I don't even know if it's there anymore, but it's a comedy club inside a restaurant, and there's a pool table right by the stage, and they don't tell people to not play pool during your set.
Oh,
so they're just
awesome.
Racking them and cracking them while you're
yeah.
trying to tell jokes, and they're like, "Oh yeah, good shot. Oh yeah, look at that."
I bet that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the worst place that you've ever performed? Can you say?
I mean, I've done a lot of house shows that were just like awful, but an establishment.
Yeah, burn a bridge right here. Right
burn
here
a bridge.
Now.
I don't want to burn a bridge, but there are a
the
few
Jason
places.
The Jason Dick and Friends show.
Well, I can say. I mean, my home club, River Center Comedy Club. It's closed now for a reason, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In San Antonio.
In San Antonio, in the mall.
Yeah.
Where we do the open mic at 5:30 p.m. with the sun shining through the window of the AMC Music movie theater, and the smell of popcorn and the sound of rustling shopping bags as people come in, look at the stage, and then turn around and leave.
But that's what launched your career.
It did. Yep. Well, that's why I'm here.
You made it to the top, man.
I did it, baby.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Savory Moore is here with us today. And Doug in Corpus Christi tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, didn't expect a Gator shout out this morning. Hopefully Jason is in a Corpus Christi Hooks hat. This will make it a Corpus Christi heavy show. I am wearing a Corpus Christi
wow.
Hooks hat. We got to get simulcast down to CC, man. All right. We could rule the world.
Well, the odds of you wearing a Corpus Christi Hooks hat, you have several novelty
they
hats.
They make good hats.
They do.
Round Rock
they
Express. Do. Make some fun hats, and I'll buy some of your hats because, I like fun little minor league hat things. While we were in the break, Nick said that I have a habit of angering comedians. Have mm-hmm. I angered you, Avery?
Not at all.
What do I do to anger comedians? What are you talking about?
You did text me because we met Avery for drinks, not last Saturday, but Saturday before.
Yeah.
And Jason just texted me the next day. He's like, hey, am I in trouble?
It's a little fuzzy toward the end.
Like, no, you were good. Like, you were
we had a pleasant, nice time.
Yeah,
you bought her several shots. She loves you.
I remember.
You're like, we doing this?
I remembered all the good parts, but not the end parts. But yeah. Who did I upset? What are you talking about?
Well, the first one, I think, was Anthony Jeselnik.
Anthony? How did I upset him?
I don't remember what it was, but I know he won't come on our show anymore.
I believe I proposed to him because proposed marriage. We were doing a friend's bachelor party that weekend, and it was at the height of the roast times, and I asked him to give me some roast tips because somebody's bachelor party, they were going to roast him. And he just said, don't do it. Don't do it. But that was the extent of it. Who else? What else?
Bill Burr said that you had weasel DNA.
I made a slight error with Bill Burr in that I asked him about an incident that I thought had just happened. You know about the Bill Burr?
The Philadelphia.
Opie and Anthony Philadelphia thing where he just goes off on stage for... I'm just stupid, okay? I was reading the internet wrong, and I thought it had just happened, but it was an incident from like 7 years ago. And so he thought that I was trying to gotcha him or something like that.
Since you mentioned gotcha, Augie Garrido,
a
comedian.
I also would say we were just riffing together, me and Bill Burr.
I feel bad about that because he said that he could tell by your laugh that you had weasel DNA, and I think he was hearing my laugh and not yours.
Yeah, you got a weaselly-ass laugh. Get out of here.
And then also, I don't know if it necessarily offended him or if he just got too famous to ever come on our show again, but you showed John Mulaney your ass.
I did not show him.
There's a picture of him in the studio, and you're in the background, bare-assed.
Yes.
That's technically, he's not looking at it.
Posed for a picture with my pants down, and I don't know if he looked or not, but I was not showing him. I was showing the camera. And you hit the nail on the head, all right? I think what happens is you come on this show, and then you are propelled to stardom that you don't need us anymore, all right? That's why those guys won't come on the show anymore.
Joe Rogan never shows up here again, which
all of the same. Avery, don't get too big for us, all right?
Oh, don't worry.
Avery told Nick a second ago, what'd you say? Don't do stand-up comedy, it'll ruin your life?
Yeah. He said, I'm going to have to eventually do this when they cancel radio. I said, don't do it.
That's what I say to our interns, too. I'm just like, go do anything else.
What are you talking about?
It's like in Billy Madison when he's shaking the kid's head and he's like, stay in school, stay as long as you can. Don't drop out of college to do stand-up comedy. Yeah.
I will tell you, that was my big deal with Crashing, the Pete Holmes show. Mm-hmm. Is that he is good? He gets too good at comedy too quickly.
There's no accurate representation of stand-up comedy in film ever.
Yeah,
ever
because it takes a really long time to get good.
And also just like the nuances of it. Everyone, there's always something like weird and wrong and like glamorized. I guess that's what movies are.
Well, it's just like something happens to him and he's like, oh, that's a good joke, and it just cuts to him just crushing it at New York Comedy Club.
Like,
and
I'm it's like the Seinfeld thing. Like something happens in his life, then he's got a new 5-minute bit at the doom, ba-doom, doom at the end, and he's just killing it in this random club.
Yeah. My idea was always to do the Austin's Funniest Person.
Oh, Funniest Austin. Person in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to always
do it. The bane of my existence. Just
doing
kidding.
Jason's stories, like all of his classic bits, getting, pepper sprayed in New Orleans.
You're going to use my stories?
How my ex-wife once did it with John Mayer. Yeah. Just to see how far I could get with your material.
Oh, for real, though?
That's not really. In her fan fiction that she wrote.
Okay.
That is unfortunately a real thing.
Back to Jason Dick and Friends 101X.
Avery has been telling me about all the people that she's toured with, and I'm like, that's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorites, except Louis Anderson, which I don't have anything against.
Yeah.
But he's not necessarily one of my favorites. But what was your experience there?
So I was I was working at Buzzmill, right, down on Riverside.
Yeah.
And I was bartending in the morning, as you do. And I got a call from L.A., and I was like, hey, guys, Hollywood's calling. And I stepped outside, and it was Louis Anderson's manager. And they're like, hey, Louis's coming to Texas. Do you want to do all of his Texas dates? And I was like, what? I said, yeah, it's just going to be you and Louis. We're going to rent you a car. You're going to be driving. So it's just me and Louis Anderson on a road trip.
You're driving him?
Uh-huh. Just me and Louie in a Ford Expedition driving around Texas.
Wow.
Looking for Starbucks.
Which one was the clincher on that deal? The fact that you could drive him or your comedy?
The comedy? was definitely it.
Nick is saying they may have just hired you as a driver.
Well, I think most people have driver's licenses. Yeah. So hopefully it was my comedy was what
right,
got
right,
it.
Right.
He did say, he said, your comedy comes from a very pure place. I was like, thank you so much. But yeah, he loves fast food and
I could never tell from looking at him.
At the end of our gigs, like we drove through a Rallies. I love Rallies. And we drove through and he was like, you can't tell anybody about this. You can't tell my manager. You can't tell anyone. And I was like, okay. Every time we would get food like that, he'd be like, don't tell Nicole. Don't tell her. And I was like, you got it. And then one morning.
Because they're worried that he's going
to
die.
He's supposed to be on a diet.
Yeah.
And I was just a horrible enabler. And I was like, let's do it. Curly fries.
That's every time I do shots with Jason.
Yeah, and we went to Dallas, and we were leaving, and he was like, "We gotta stop at a Starbucks, Avery." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'll find one. Well, there will be one on 45 on the way out of town. We gotta get to Houston soon. We have a show tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Warehouse Live, and I couldn't find a Starbucks." And he's getting really, really mad, and he's like, "I thought you said there'd be a Starbucks out here." And we're going for like 40 miles, and then I finally map it, and I was like, okay, the next one is in 20 minutes. Oh God, finally. And he gets on the phone with like, oh God, it was like Emilio Estevez or like someone, like some random celebrity.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, like Rob Lowe or something. And he was like, yeah, I'm in this car with this comedian, Avery Moore. Really talented, but she can't Starbucks to save her life. And I was just driving, like white knuckling, like, oh, God.
So a positive experience is
what
you're saying.
Yeah, the shows were amazing.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I know that's how he started, right? As a stand-up?
He's an amazing stand-up. It's all family stuff and family stories, and he does impressions of like his sister and his mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he did 2 hours in Houston at Warehouse Live, and I was sitting there with my friend Zod, who's a great comic in Houston, and we were doing the comic thing where you're crying and you're just like punching each other.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing that we do. And so we're just crying, laughing, and just like hitting each other. Like, did you hear that? Just shaking each other's shoulders. And that was super fun. But yeah, that was great. And then I got to do the Tobin Center in San Antonio, which is like the big, one of the big places.
Mm-hmm.
Hometown girl make good.
Nice.
Heck yeah. How big was your guest list?
A lot of family came, and there is a very funny picture of all of my family and some of my friends in the dressing room, and Louis Anderson is a really big guy, and his arms are just stretched over all of my tiny little family. They're all little Italians.
That's awesome. Do you ever hear from him?
No.
Should have found that Starbucks.
He's marked in his phone. It says Avery can't find a Starbucks.
Yeah, great comic can't find a Starbucks. This was a couple years ago, and he was like, well, next time I come to Texas, I'll call you. And then the world ended. So,
right.
I don't think he's like doing stand up right now.
You said you have a show in April. What'd you say? April 1st,
April
right?
April 1st so at the Stateside.
We're coming out of it.
Yeah,
people are doing comedy out there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So it's like the biggest part of my life, and I feel like a piece of me is missing.
Yeah,
because I crave attention and drink tickets.
Have you done any like virtual comedy shows?
Yeah. Oh boy, those are. I don't like them. Yeah.
Well, you gotta hear the audience, right?
And what's the point?
Yeah.
I'm so mad right now. I'm thinking about Zoom. I hate them. I hate them. I did for a while. I was doing. It was the roast or coast to coast roast for the Helium Comedy Clubs, and my friend and I were representing Austin, and the cities would roast each other. Like this big thing for all the Helium Comedy Club Network, and that was kind of fun, but it was just like.
Yeah,
with
the
other comics that are like, and everyone's on mute, so you can't even hear the other comics laughing, you know, and you're just alone in your living room. telling jokes to a screen, like some sort of freak.
So bad at that.
It's like I'm pretending to be a comedian in my basement.
For a couple of years, because I was doing a thing in Virginia, and then for a couple of weeks, because I took some irresponsible travel at the beginning of coronavirus.
Sorry. Yes, and.
You son of a bitch.
Is that a little improv there?
I've been trying to teach him about that for 15 years. He refuses to understand. But no, I was doing this show from a closet in my house. That's weird.
Yeah.
But extra weird for, like, sometimes there'll be somebody in my house and they just hear me firing, because they only hear one side. They only hear me.
Hey, it's Mason.
And so I'll be, you know, yelling about something for 30 seconds and then they'll just be quiet for 20 seconds. Yeah. And then I'll start up again.
So I do voiceover work. As you can tell, I have a really dumb voice. And sometimes that happens. My boyfriend will come home and I'm just in the other room like, yeah! He knows not to open the door because I'm just sitting there like, wah! Wah! Wah!
What if you actually are screaming for help, though? Maybe you should at least
peek
in and check.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
Topping all dog news, the list of the America's favorite dog is out. Any guesses? Nick, you probably already know. You saw this. But Avery, you have a dog, right?
Yeah.
What do you have?
She's a little mutt from the streets. Her name's Mary Claire.
Mary Claire.
She's long. She has long hair.
Get it on.
She stands up.
What is America's favorite dog? It's according to the American Kennel
Club. It's got
to
be some basic bitch golden retriever.
Yeah. I will tell you, it is the same dog for the 30th year in a row.
I would say it's a lab.
A Labrador retriever. Yeah. See, I don't even know necessarily what that is. I don't believe in dog breeds, man. Okay?
I don't see color.
Okay. Yeah. That's
dogs that can play sports.
Ain't no rule says the dog can't
and communicate
play.
Telepathically with young boys.
How many Labrador Retriever buyers got disappointed when their kid was like, wait a minute, this one doesn't do anything.
This dog doesn't play basketball. What's up with that? I was told this dog could play basketball.
Just runs around.
You know what else, Jason? Mr. Peanut Butter from
What's
BoJack.
That? He's a cartoon dog. I don't know which
Labrador.
Yeah, but I can't. That doesn't help me picture. Air Bud was a good frame of reference there. But the American Kennel Club says that the reign for Labradors, again, 30 years in a row, they're America's favorite dog. It could be over because French Bulldogs are having a real moment right now.
They are. Yeah, didn't someone beat up Lady Gaga's dog walker
they
to steal
him.
Her dog? They shot him, right?
Yeah.
And she did
on a
she
dog
have French,
walker salary.
She had French
well,
bulldogs?
Getting shot.
I feel like Lady Gaga's dog walking salary is
it's
a little
probably
bit better,
a little higher than what
still,
I
yeah.
Would. Yeah.
Yeah, you can go watch the video of him just like screaming. And it's very, very
God,
bad.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, French bulldogs are the second most popular, up from fourth place last year. My girlfriend Bumbleina is a big fan of French Bulldogs. And you know what? Weigh in on this, Avery. We've been together nearly 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We do not live together. She wants us to get a dog, and I'm like, we can't get a dog.
How do you do that?
Share
custody?
Yes.
We gotta go to court.
We can't get a dog because we live in separate houses.
Just have her get a dog, and then you just come over and say hi.
Just get like a dog costume for a kid from Bumbleito. Just be like, there you go, darling.
Oh, man. I was over there last night. Mm-hmm. Bumbleito says to me, can I be an Ann friend?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I don't know.
It would be terrible radio, but it would be hilarious just to watch you squirm.
Yeah. That's my girlfriend's kid.
He wants to be on the radio.
He wants to sit in that seat over there. Which,
Avery, I know you're new to being one of Jason's friends, but just like you're actually, I will say this, you are actually very good for him for what my expectations were for you. Like you have exceeded them just because the bar was so low of just how, but you guys are actually, you're cute together.
Oh.
Especially when you make fun of his walks and his runs.
See, sometimes he likes to do funny walks. That's the way that he works. But yeah, look, I sort of want-ish a dog eventually, sooner than later, medium sooner. But yeah, I'm like, we can't. Basically, I would have a dog because I have a house. She has an apartment.
Yeah.
All right. And then, yeah, I would have a dog that she would visit frequently. But I don't want to have a dog.
What kind of dog?
Oh, She's all over the map. She likes all kinds of dogs. She sent me some doodle types the other day. Mm-hmm. Again, I barely even know what these are.
A doodle breed of dog, not just like sketches she drew out of what
no,
dogs
no. are. Dogs.
Yeah. She sends
I
me
want a dog with a spot shaped like a heart.
Frenchie and type things all the time. But I know one of her great aspirations is to have a Great Dane. Which
oh,
I'm like,
cool. But that's like so much work.
Well, right. And I'm like, I don't know if I have the square footage in my house.
Yeah,
like,
they're huge.
I think it might be cruel to put a Great Dane in there because, yeah, they're gigantic dogs.
No, they get hip dysplasia.
Yeah.
Gotta get a little walker.
Mm-hmm. I had a girl who had a Great Dane one time. He was very sweet until one particular incident, but. We don't have to revisit that.
Oh, no.
It's a poop on the wall story.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was fine. It was a thing. But yeah, eventually we'll have a dog. But yeah, I don't need I like small dogs.
Yeah.
You have a small dog.
Yeah.
Right?
She's small, but she's long.
Oh. That's what I tell them. All right.
Yeah. It's small, but it's long. Yeah. She's amazing. She's very loud. She hates other dogs. She wants to eat all other dogs. I want to get a cat, but I'm afraid that I don't want to introduce her to a cat and have her kill the cat.
That would be bad.
Like, yeah.
Hey, can I foster this kitten? Hey, sorry, my dog ate the kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to go Pepe Le Pew, go find a new one, and then paint it.
Paint it, yeah. Okay.
Meet the parents. Update your reference.
Did Pepe Le Pew never do that?
Well, the cat was always painted somehow to make him think it's a skunk. But
oh,
then,
yeah. Meet the parents. He paints the tail.
When you say Pepe Le Pew, it makes you sound like you're going to find a cat and try to have sex with it.
He was canceled.
Which, yeah, yeah.
Is Pepe Le Pew
fully out? They removed him from from Space Jam and all future Looney Tunes.
Because he's a predator. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we're losing all the... I was gonna say we're losing all the good ones, but that would get me in trouble.
Yeah,
so I was never gonna say.
Well,
that.
Well, here's the thing: is like people are going after Miss Piggy now.
What?
Because like they're saying that she's
non-consensual
with
Kermit.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's
really?
Some issues there, getting me too'd. But also like just Bugs Bunny has done way more terrible things. Than
yeah,
Pepe
they're
Le Pew.
All murderers.
Yeah. But like all of them have consent issues.
Yeah.
Can't you just put a disclaimer and be like, hey, it was another time. It was another.
Disney
does.
They literally did it.
Yeah. Like I don't even. I'm sure the archives of our show. All right. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even last week.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends 101X.
Avery Moore is one of my favorite friends who's joining us. I am a sad dogless person right now.
Soon to be maybe dog owner.
I was going to say, I might only have 5 days left in the dogless world. But I like to surround myself with dog people because I like dogs.
I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
And I got a dog.
Your dog is quite adorable.
She's really cute. Her name is Marie Claire. I love her. We got her.
You called her MC earlier, and I was so positive. I know you've told me before. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm a bad friend. I don't remember what cars my friends drive. I was like, I'm pretty sure Avery's dog is named Marie Callender's.
Marie Callender's.
She's a comic and she does.
I just love chicken pot pies.
Yeah, and so she named her dog after Marie Callender. But no, it's Marie Claire.
Marie Claire. Yeah, and I don't know how she got the name. I think, so we got her from my boyfriend's parents. They found her on the streets. And they have lots of dogs that they've rescued. And they all got along. Everything was copacetic for a long time. And then as they started to age, I guess Marie Claire and Layla, one of their older wired hair fox terriers, started getting really territorial about food. And they had to wear like muzzles around each other. Like they were like ripping each other's hair out. And there was quite a tussle in the backyard. And they like bit Jackson's mom. It was like a whole thing, and they just couldn't live peacefully anymore. And they went with trainers and everything, and we lived in just a crap hole of an apartment across the street from Haymaker, the old sandstones that are now all volume apartments, you know?
I know that place.
Yeah, we lived there for 5 years in a little shoebox with a broken dishwasher. And
you can walk to Haymaker. That sounds like it's worth it to me.
Yeah, and I worked at that other bar across the street. So it was a lovely neighborhood, horrible place to live. The washing machines never worked. They still don't. But yeah, we couldn't have a dog because it was so small.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And also they charge, what, like $800 for a pet deposit because, you know, it's such a nice place. finally, we moved.
Yeah. What? You got to go to him and be like, what does the $800 go to? Like,
to squeegee this vinyl floor?
My dog couldn't possibly do $800 worth of damage
to this
place. Yeah,
this 20-pound extra small dog that just, like, likes to lay down and stand up, which she does. She stands up. But we moved to a duplex, and we had a little backyard, and we were like, hey, give us that dog.
Yeah.
We're coming to get that dog.
Now, was there ever a chance that you were going to take Layla?
She's much
Marie.
Older, and they have, like, the dogs have a very solid family unit. There's Parker, Layla, there was Nigel, Olivia.
These are all your mom's dogs.
These are all Jackson's mom's dogs, and they have two parrots.
Oh, Jackson's mom, your boyfriend's dog.
Yeah, they have two parrots and parakeets.
They're
an animal family.
Okay. fine.
His mom is very sweet and loves to take in animals. They rescued those parrots, which is really funny. They talk.
Because I don't know Jackson and it sounds like these are nice people, I'm going to hold back my opinions on bird people.
Well, they're not gross bird people. I will put that out there. They are very clean people and actually take care of their animals. It's not like when you watch Hoarders and you go in and there's a parrot that's like, help me! but yeah, we took her and we loved her. Yeah. And she was really nervous at first because I think she was used to like a pack mentality, but it took maybe 2 months for her to realize that life was good and she's just a single little girl now,
right,
hanging out with mom and dad.
She runs the house.
Yeah, she does. I mean, we've got all sorts of like little funny things we say to her, like when we pick her up she kind of looks like a chicken. You know when you pick up a chicken? And so when we pick her up, we go, let's bird. And then we take her outside. When she poops, sometimes we put a bow tie on her, and she'll make direct eye contact with us while she poops with her bow tie. And it's,
what
I don't know if you've ever...
this animal? This is...
She gets bow ties.
It's not cruel,
she...
it's just weird.
It's not, I mean, we're not the ones trying to look at her. She's just looking at us, staring at us like, is this okay? Am I doing a good job? But I don't know if you've ever seen a dog wear a bow tie and take a crap.
I have not. That's outside of my...
Come on over, bud.
Okay. Now, I understand Marie Claire has like a million nicknames.
She's got a ton of nicknames. Yeah, I've got them listed here.
See, I don't know if a strange practice to me. When I had a dog, I would only call him Silent J. That was his name.
Yeah.
But I know of lots of people who have just a million different names for the dog.
Yeah, this is a trend, like 20 names.
Does Marie Claire respond to all of these multitude
Absolutely.
Of names?
Yeah.
Because how can you teach a dog its name if you call it...
She's very smart.
Oh, really?
She's a gifted dog.
what are the nicknames?
All right, so we've got like your regular stuff, like MC for Mary Claire, right? Chomper. Sometimes I'm like, hey, girlfriend, and that one's really fun. Mrs. Kisses.
Mrs. Kisses?
Yeah, baby girl.
Okay.
Baby Beef.
Baby Beef?
That's my favorite.
Why Baby Beef?
I was just looking at her in her eyes, and I said, what's up, Baby Beef? You're my little beefy girl. And then we shortened it to just Beef.
Okay.
We've also got Wiener Ass.
Wiener Ass?
Yeah, that one's good.
Probably going to ask you to not explain that one.
No, that's just that Jackson also has a lot of really weird language, and he comes up with words and things all the time, so that's one of his creations.
Wiener Ass.
Yeah, okay. He also calls me that, too.
You're also Wiener Ass?
Yeah. Not for a peanut
hey, just
head.
Just blink a couple times if you need help, Avery.
Help me! I'm the parrot. Peanut head, Stinko, Floppo. Floppo, Stinko.
Stinko and Floppo.
Yeah, Floppo is because she'll look at you, and then she just collapses on her back like, hello. Look at me. I'm just a little dog. And she wants lots of attention. She vocalizes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like,
boo.
Ah, and I'm like, are you trying to talk to me? You can do it. Yeah. I won't tell nobody.
I don't know how or why, but Silent J, my dog of many years, he got that name for other stupid reasons. He would barely ever bark.
But he was
a
silent.
He was a very quiet dog,
which I
did not appreciate at the time.
Because you need a dog.
Because now my roommate's dog, Waffles, who I love and is adorable, he's like a smoke detector with the battery low, okay? Like, they'll just be like, were you just enjoying the silence for the last 40 seconds? Because now I'm just going to loudly bark at nothing.
I've got a couple more nicknames, and I'll talk about how loud Mary Claire is. Stinko Floppo, Floppo Stinko. These are my favorite.
Yeah.
Pechoingus.
Pechoingus?
Yeah, that's one of the Jackson's made up words.
Okay.
Then shortened to choings. Then just choingus.
All right,
be careful. Then BF choings, which stands for best friend.
Oh, okay.
It's just a made up.
Yeah.
Just a little made up word.
Those are very nice. Now, what percentage of the time do you use a nickname versus does this dog even know that her name is Marie Claire?
We barely use Marie Claire.
Yeah, it seems it would be very boring to call her by her name Marie Claire.
Well, when we take her to the vet and they say, we can't find her in the system here. And I have to tell them that it's not Mary Claire, it's Marie Claire.
Yeah.
And then they can find her.
Okay. More on Marie Claire in just a second. If you want to see Baby Beef at Jason Dick AF, we tweeted an adorable picture. Do people say this to people? Your dog should be a dog model.
Yeah, they do.
Like
that was a picture that the mobile groomer took. We had to get her hair cut during the pandemic, and we had a mobile groomer come.
Oh, nice.
And they took that picture and shared it on their Instagram, and she was a hit.
That's an adorable dog. Serena G, if you have nicknames for your dog as well, says the baby. How do you want me to say
baby?
That, Serena G? Pumpkin, Muffin, the Puppers, Old Man, and Nobes. Short for, here, you guys, you and Serena G are going to be soulmates, Avery. Short for Nobly, because the dog is named after Ginobili, Manu Ginobili.
Oh, that rules.
Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. Do you have a million nicknames for your dog?
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Pete Leander tweets at Jason, Dick, AF, says, every time I hear the NBA on NBC theme, either Nick Mouthed or Kawhi-ized, makes me crack up. Thanks for that, Dick Man. Also, does Avery know of your loyalty to the Spurs? Hashtag go Spurs go. I told her that I was a season ticket holder that never goes to the games. I was glad that I thought that might sadden you or upset you, but you poker faced me at the very least. So. Yeah. Look, man, it's a long way away, that San Antonio.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an hour, and then it's an hour back, and it's like bedtime situations.
AT&T.
Plus secondary market. Never mind that. Julio from SA says, damn it, Avery, you had one job. Don't let Jason talk about the Spurs. He just said they're making the playoffs. Get ready for a skid. Hashtag curse. Well, see, here's the thing, man.
I'm just trying to do a good job here.
What good is being the seventh seed, all right? I'm not going to use the T word.
It's about time you used your curse for good.
It's winning the lottery, man.
It's getting the lottery.
Our friend Avery Moore is here, and if you check our Twitter, you can see her adorable dog. Not Marie Callender, but Marie Claire. Will you add Marie Callender to the list of nicknames
for
her?
Yes, I'm going to call her Marie Callender from now on. And Chicken Popeye.
Avery has an army of nicknames for her dog, and we ask you to send yours in. KO in Cedar Park includes a picture. It says, on the right is Spike. Spike with an exclamation mark.
Of course.
A.K.A. Butters, A.K.A. Mr. Butterball, Spiker Doo, Doodles, Buttery Goodness. On the left is Alabama Lynn Ortiz Ventura Pinkett Smith.
Wow. After Jada?
Massey, have we met his dog, or have I just seen a million
Hondo's
pictures?
Hondo's been in studio before, yeah.
Has Hondo been here? Yeah, our favorite Houston
ice.
Listener, Massey.
He crunches ice. Mm-hmm. Cute.
Has a new-ish dog, Hondo, or Hondito, Doo-Doo, Pikachu, Pika-Doo, Mr. Floof, Senior Floof, Floof-a-Loof, Mouse, Tiny Mouse, Mouse in the House, Mr. Man, Mr. Cheese, Mr. Bacon Bits, Mr. Twice-Baked Cheesy Potato.
Mr. Man is funny.
And this one is more of a song, Cookies and Cream Caramel Sauce. I don't know the melody for that one there, Massey. But the, yeah,
that's probably like cookies and cream, cream.
Our friend Kenny Nick from the Mount Rushmore of that guy.
Oh right, he has dogs.
Yeah, he's got a couple of annoyingly. One of them's got a one of them's got a Game of Thrones name.
Oh, that's was it Khaleesi?
It's Arya, which I was always like, I thought it was after the casino in Las Vegas. That's why I approved. This is some Game of Thrones nerd S here.
Doesn't he spell it differently or something?
Yeah, it's with a Y.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Weirdly, I don't see the dog's name written out that often. he says, this is pretty hilarious, though. When the dogs are in trouble, they will call them by their full name.
Yeah, I've heard him do that.
But he uses his wife's maiden name. So the troublemaking dogs have her maiden name,
yeah,
which I think is pretty.
We do that with MC. It's a Claibert Marie Albrecht.
That's the one. Okay.
That's the formal Claibert Marie.
See, my family has always, I've never had a dog, but like my childhood dog, which was also named Waffles, I had it first. That was my brother's dog.
Wow.
But we always do like the weird names. We don't go people names. And I don't think you should give dogs
people
names.
I like people names. I want to name my next dog Mitchell.
I mean, if you want to go Reginald Thurgood Montgomery III or something
that's
fun. That's fine. But if it's just name is
I
Dan.
I like just a regular name. Yeah,
no,
just a guy's name.
No. Don't do that. But we had Waffles because when we got him, we were eating waffles for breakfast.
Eggos.
How innovative.
There was a little old lady that used to walk by our house all the time. We'd call him Pancakes. So I guess that was the closest to a nickname.
Mm-hmm. What if you were eating cereal that morning?
Cereal.
And it would have been Cinnamon Toast Crunch with shrimp tails.
What if, oh, my God. Yes. Gross leftover cold pizza, would you have?
I assume that we would have come up with a different name for the direction, but it would just happen to coincide that Waffles was a good one. Our next dog was Haley because it was hailing whenever we went to go pick her up from the shelter. And now they've got, they had two dogs. One of them they had to put down a couple years ago. I don't remember her name. But we've just got Toby.
Toby's good.
I like Toby because he's a fat dog that's just given up.
Yeah.
Like he'll kind of just look out outside and be like, no, not today. Not today. I'm laying on my blanket. But I'm just like, Toby.
Yeah.
That's not a.
Hang on, I'm going to do a Nick Toby. Joke. When you get rid of that dog, you should get one named CJ. See what I did, guys? Because there was a. And then. Yeah. And hey.
I guess you call a grave dancer.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Nick is here. Avery is here. Avery, my friend, she usually gets somewhat upset if I say her name. Melinda is very pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say anything bad about her, so that's going to be fine. Nick, she was over at my house Saturday watching the game.
I was excited to find out whether she was still pregnant or had the baby.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's very, very, in fact, is going to be, I think, induced a week from today if she doesn't crank out that baby yet.
Yeah.
She waiting for the Longhorns potential Final Four appearance? And I was like, okay, get this thing out of here.
That was exactly it. She didn't want to bring a baby into a world in which the Longhorns were still contesting a national championship. So she's like, I got to wait. I got to wait for that to happen. She was at my house on Saturday night. And I don't know, Nick, the whole time I'm just looking at her, and I have a weird thing with pregnant ladies to begin with, in that...
go on.
No, not weird like that. Weird in a, like, I'm like, how are you going to survive this? How is this situation?
How is there a baby in there?
Look at this thing growing off the front of you. This thing is going to kill you. Are you kidding me?
Everybody else sees the miracle of life, and Jason's just like, that's
you're
a parasite.
Perplexed.
I'm like, this is unbelievable. We should be at the
Get
hospital
out of there.
Now. Like, I was. I kind of marvel that she's just sitting there eating a burger watching the basketball game. And I'm like, what is happening right here? She's very, very pregnant. And then I just started thinking, what if it happens right now?
Yeah.
Nick, what do you think? Would I be in favor or against that process initiating in my living room?
I think you'd be against it, but it seems fitting. It wouldn't be the grossest thing to happen in your...
Well, sure, that would be fine.
Someone's water breaking is not the grossest thing.
Here. Well, the weird thing is, like, how long would it take you guys to clean up? Because I feel like that's not, like, you're just going, there's some of Melinda's afterbirth, like, a month later.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's like the little puddle from your fridge.
Yeah.
dumb question, Amnesty. Pregnant people, parents, do you hold any sort of special sentimental attachment to where your water broke or where you went into labor?
That's a good question.
Because all of a sudden, on Saturday night, I started rooting for her to go into labor. I
was just behind your house?
Yes. I've been a particularly bad friend recently. She had like a drive-by baby shower mm-hmm. that I couldn't go to because I was doing a poker thing. I probably could have gone. And then like they had a diaper party that I also missed. And I was like, golly, you are the worst best friend ever. Mm-hmm. I married this couple. I was the officiant at their ceremony. And yeah, I'm the jackass who still hasn't bought anything off the register, hadn't done any. And somehow that was like just in my Saturday night brain. This was my get out of jail free card.
This is going to get me an in for life.
If she goes into labor here,
they're never going to forget that.
At my house, then I'm permanently part of the happy baby story, not the bad friend who never showed up.
You can tell
the
kid every time you see him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but what happens in a year or two or whatever? Because you're currently trying to move to your compound in East Austin. Like, if you sell the place where she went into birth, if you no longer own that house, aren't you
a
bad friend again?
Oh, yeah. We could do it like an old football stadium that's like being torn down.
Take a piece of the wooden floor.
We'll just take the part of the floor. Take that chair that she was sitting in and the
make
floor.
Make a little display area.
Yeah, okay. And the whole thing. And then I'll give that to them. And then, you know, of course, they'll have to build it, all of that.
Yeah.
So is that a thing or no? Pregnant parent type people.
I don't think you remember. Like, if she had to give birth in your house, I think that's something. But just where your water
breaks.
All
right, now we're pushing it, okay? now we're going a little far on the whole thing.
Waffles would lick everything clean. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Ah, nasty. Yuck.
Sorry that I made it weird.
You did.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Ruby Two Shoes says, Jason, I was pregnant twice. My water broke on its own on the second one. It's not like in the movies. Honestly, I felt like I peed myself a little. It was just a trickle after that. I had to sit on pads at the hospital bed for hours until I finally started pushing. Okay, but do you have any particular affinity for the place where it happened? Are you like, hey, that person is permanently forgiven for bad friendness? Or is any of that?
Clearly not.
And Brett with 1T says, Jason, do the same rules apply if the baby is born within your home? Is it officially a citizen of hashtag Dickland? It gets perma scholarship? I don't know. I probably don't want that citizenship.
Wonder what that passport looks
like. Yeah. And Julio from SA says, Nick, make a best of hits of Jason's theories for Avery. The dilapidation, the less people, more smells, the no one is better than someone. I feel she needs to know exactly what she's getting into. I was actually thinking of this.
Also the water sun.
If things work out with our new friend Avery here, there's years and years of random references and theories and things that you don't know about. How do we walk her through the initiated, you know, catch her up on all of these things?
I was pretty good at school until I dropped out. So if you just give me some flashcards.
Here, I don't want to bombard you with all of
them. Overwhelm you. We're trying to get you to stay.
Okay, so the dilapidation theory. And again, some of these have proven to not exactly hold water. But it's just, look, I'm a creative person. I'm an inquisitive person, okay? So I look upon the world in a unique way.
He's just asking questions.
Yeah. All right. And I'm
a philosopher.
I'm looking
a
for solutions.
Philosopher.
And I once, speaking of pregnant peoples, I once theorized, or even I don't even want to say I theorized. I inquired, would it be possible for a woman, a mother, to breastfeed from only one side? Because I think the moms would say that the breastfeeding is oftentimes what causes, which I guess unfortunately termed dilapidation of the breasts.
So could you just preserve one?
Yes.
And one ragged?
Yes. Could you just feed from one side?
And then you also only have to pay for half of the boob job if you wanted to fix
this is
them
excellent thinking, Avery. Now, the moms quickly told me that doesn't work, that you can't just send.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You can't send all the milk down to one side.
No, you still have to pump both of them.
But again, look, these are the things. What was the other one? Less people. Oh, okay. So early on in the pandemic, I took to walking more, and I was outdoors, and I was just realizing the smells were so much more vibrant than I had ever noticed before, and so I was wondering, is it possible that there's more smells out there because there's less people? because the governor has ordered us to stay at home. So that Hold on. Stop and think for a sec. Okay?
We were just happy he was still smelling stuff.
No,
I know, right? That's a good sign.
Yeah, but there's less like what happens
what
to us?
What kind of smells?
Just all of them. All of nature. The worlds nature? Of the smells. The, mm-hmm. All of the, the way that, you know.
Mountain laurel and fresh cut grass.
Right, or if somebody's.
Or trash.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's dog is gone right in your front yard and they didn't pick it up. I see you out there, neighbor. It's okay. I do the same thing. But yeah, because what happens to a smell, okay? It gets, somebody has to.
You think that the smells aren't dissipating because there aren't people out there to smell them up?
Right. There's not enough people to suck up the smells. So when I come along.
I love science.
When
this
I
is
come
real.
Along.
Is this science?
Is this
all
science?
Outside by myself, there hasn't been anybody on this block all day. There's just like extra rich,
extra smells.
Extra vibrant smells.
Because they're not getting smelled up.
Yeah.
I think it's just more that was the first time he goes outside. He didn't go outside until then.
There's a whole world out there, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a whole.
Oh, I heard the whole world outside there got a little bit better for you.
How come?
Hoops are up at the park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was.
They put the hoops back up.
So yeah, the park down the street from my house, they took the rims down.
Yeah, they just put 2x4s and X's over them.
I've seen a couple of parks because
I was so mad.
I've been on the lookout for a couple of places, and I was like, because maybe they didn't take down the rims everywhere. And I drove past a park. I was like, they got rims up, and then I drove up to it, and they were literally boarded up.
They were boarded up.
They boarded up the rims. I'm like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Because I was for a while playing basketball every day for fitness, and then they took my rims away. That's when I started jogging.
Yeah,
jogging.
Oof. Jogging is.
Ugh. Avery, I'll send you
I
the
don't
link
run
to the video Jason made demonstrating his basketball skills.
Yeah,
that will catch you up.
That's 100 pounds ago video. We gotta update that video. Okay,
give me the updated video, and I'll show that one to her too.
I've gone figured that out, man.
Jason Zero Step.
Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Let me pitch you a new segment. Are you ready?
Okay.
We're going to pitch you, and then we're going to do it. Old man, young man. Okay?
Okay.
Because I have somehow, I don't know, transformed myself prematurely into an old man.
Yes.
All right? If Deb was here, she would say, "You're not that old. Stop saying that." Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how or why. I the other day couldn't operate the internet.
That's so funny.
Yesterday I had to hand Nick my phone because I couldn't figure out how to. I was like, find this person's number in my phone.
Yeah. And I immediately hit one button, was like, there you go.
I've turned into a fast walker. It's not just technology things, including this thing that I'm going to tell you here in a moment, but there's, I'm 39 years old, certainly should not be having those struggles. There's also lots of ways in which I behave way more immaturely than a 39-year-old man
I was about
should.
To say, you're telling me all this old man stuff and you're wearing a Corpus Christi Hooks hat, like a novelty minor league baseball hat.
Bumbleina and I yesterday, don't anybody freak out, all right? We were having hypothetical discussions about if we were to live together. Mm-hmm. And she said her number one concern was my decorating prowess. Or my decorating style.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? I have no decorating style. I'm just like weird. All right. Yeah. That's my thing. I'm weird. And she's like, you're
here. The most detracting thing I can think to say about your decorating style is that I love it. I like it.
I appreciate your endorsement.
There's a painting up in your living room of the diagram that you drew designing your living room in MS Paint that I said you should turn it into a painting, and you did it.
Yeah, yeah. There's people who come to Affluence Hill, I hope you appreciate how meta that is, what I got going on there. Mm-hmm. She was like, what do you mean weird? I was like, you know, like weird and obnoxious. And she's like, well, you're accomplishing the mission.
Sure. What is your current rug situation?
I have a giant $100 bill rug that's in the kitchen.
No, just well, yes.
Oh,
what was the Metallica ticket?
Oh,
in the
I have a doormat that is an old Metallica ticket. I found some company online that'll take your old ticket stubs and turn them into an actual doormat.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about
I cheated though. I didn't go to that show. I found it on the internet.
But you currently have a purple shag rug in the living room.
But she told me that it looked like I was like decorating my first college apartment or something like that. And I was like, yeah, that might be something that I was going for. So yeah, I hit both sides of the spectrum. I don't know if I do any actual 39-year-old type stuff. But so here, recurring segment where I tell you two things, an old man thing that I do and a young man thing that I do to balance it out and so that I just everything. Okay, what do you want first, old man, young man?
Young man.
I'm going to do the old man anyway.
Okay.
I was hoping you would say old man. Am I driving too slow?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I figured you would never think me to drive too slow because most of our journeys are long haul, and I hate the road trip. I hate long trips, and so that is when I turn the thing up to 91 and set the cruise control because I'm like, let's get this over with as soon as possible.
But you're also terrified by it. We went to Dallas for the Red River Shootout, whatever it was. Like, you would get that thing up to 110, and then you...
I never got it to 110. That would be reckless. Okay?
101.5, but that was just branding. But yeah, like the entire time, just you're shaking and you're terrified. And like whenever you would tear it off the cruise control, you're just like, okay.
Well, what is a normal, because I've just been realizing more and more the last couple of weeks, and to this morning it came to a head, that I'm just getting passed all the time.
Now, in your defense, Austin has turned into Fury Road from the Mad Max films. Like, it is the wild, wild west on the highways now because all of the jackasses, I can just drive whatever I want. I don't care about if it's dangerous or not. They got used to having pandemic roads, and now that there's actually traffic on there, people are still zooming in and out. And so, yeah, like the roads are faster.
See,
as well.
This is my policy, is that I've never paid attention. And that example from the Dallas thing is a good one. I've never paid attention to the speed limit signs. I just drive what I feel is the safe speed.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes that'll get me pulled over and in trouble. And I guess sometimes it's going to get me passed like an old man. Man, I just realized, is this an ageist bit? Are we not allowed to do it? Am I shaming the old people for driving too slow?
I'm just happy it's a man. We're talking about driving.
But yeah, I was just like getting passed all over the place all the time now. And this morning, I'm on the toll road. And so maybe that's a factor because some people get on the toll road and just treat it.
Default 90.
But I got passed by like a big ass 18 wheeler that was just like chugging along, and I was like, I am not a brag. I'm driving, let's just say, an above average speed car, and I look down and I'm going 8 over the speed limit. Is that not enough? If I'm breaking the law by 8 miles an hour, that's not good enough for you?
No, it's 10.
Ten.
Like right now,
above the speed limit is now the minimum speed.
What is the speed limit for I-35 right here by the station?
See, that's the thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
I go whatever.
I think it's 70.
I go whatever I feel is the safe speed.
But if unless in that left lane, the fast lane, it's 80. It's 80, okay. or you are being a grandma.
I don't even try to get in the left lane, okay? Yeah. I'm just in the I'm in the middle, sometimes I'm in the right lane, and guys are going around me in the right lane. Tweet at us at JasonDickAF. What is 8 miles an hour over the speed limit? Not fast enough? Am I driving old man slow? Okay, young man, are you ready for this? I have no idea if this is a young man thing or not, but I'm very sad right now because it's hard for me to say. My favorite TikTok couple broke up.
The one girl?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, I know that you only have one person on
when
TikTok.
When I say favorite, I only have one. Bumbalina, my girl, is always sending me TikToks, which I appreciate. A lot of them are fun, but I ain't downloading it. I ain't about to get another thing on my phone that I just scroll through for days and days and days.
Check out our 101x.com for our blog when she was in here earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I had her give me a whole bunch of TikToks, and they are awesome.
Really?
They're awesome. There's some turtles.
some turtles. There was this one couple, Mike and Kat. And I don't know if this was all that they did, but they did this bit where she would just act like him. She'd put on a backwards hat and be like, babe, look how much muscle I've gained, babe.
Oh, so mocking your significant other on TikTok in public leads to being broken up.
It's beautiful.
Who would have guessed?
It's beautiful.
She was good.
It was awesome. They announced yesterday that they're breaking up. And I'm like, First of all, I was legitimately saddened, which should not take place, about this person who I don't know who exists on the internet. But also, what the hell are you doing? Okay? You can't break up. Stay together for the clicks. Aren't you, if they're like this popular?
But she doesn't need him. She's the star of the show.
I think she needs him. I don't even know. Man.
Yeah, that guy's fine. She can still do her impersonations.
I think she needs him.
Yeah.
Old man, young man.
I like it.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.